Live from New York, it's Saturday. Oh, oops, sorry, wrong show. Live from Portland, this is Music is Timeless. Well, we finally made it, guys. It's the end of the season. Well, not quite the end of the season. We've got 2 weekends left, and tomorrow is the... I will not give away any spoilers here, but tomorrow is the one of the most anticipated episodes ever for something that was released at the most recent San Diego Comic-Con. I will not mention it because it kind of gives away a little bit of a spoiler, but if you want, you can look it up. If you've been on Equestria Daily, you probably already know what it is. I'm really excited about it, and I'll bet there's going to be a lot of hype surrounding this one, a lot of anticipation surrounding this one. The main attraction is what it's called, tomorrow morning, and I personally cannot wait for it. It is going to be awesome, and there are going to be so much. There's going to be so much talk about it, and so much, so many fan works of the musical and artwork type coming out of this episode and inspired by this episode. I can just picture it right now. It's going to be really cool. Evergreen Northwest is at Ciderfest this weekend. And a quick shout out to all you guys at Ciderfest. I hope you guys have a great time this weekend. I'm super jealous of you, and I wish I could be there. If you're there, stop by the Evergreen Northwest table right outside the vendor hall and say hi to one of our chairs is going to be there. I don't think the other one is. And you can meet our new mascot, who we have not yet announced, and get to know her before we actually officially announce her. All right, let's start the show. The first song I have for you guys tonight is actually brand new. It was just released yesterday. I don't even know if it's been played on the air yet. Here's Oh Pony Boys, The Rocky Pony I Want to Be, live in Manhattan.
I'm fine with dining, and why do I feel so rough? I'm as strong as a stone, even that's not enough. There's something jagged in me, and I've made such mistakes. I thought that diamonds were hard, though I feel I could break. Would you believe? My whole life, what to do, what to say. No pony showed me that there might be some better way. And now I feel like I'm lost, I don't know what to do. The ground is sinking away, I'm about to fall through. I'm about to fall through. Thank you.
I wish I could check and verify, but my Internet Explorer, not Internet Explorer, my Internet browser is not working right now. Good grief, Internet Explorer, jeez. Yeah, it's not working right now. I wish I could verify that that was the first or second time that's been played on Puniva Live, but unfortunately I can't look. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was. It was just released yesterday, and I have to say that's quite a style change-up for Oponiboy, and I really like it. The live factor. I hope he actually does some live shows at conventions. That would be really fun to watch. Next mix I have for you is one that I surprisingly have not played before. It's really good. Light of Your Cutie Mark by Sayonara Maxwell. You might remember Sayonara Maxwell from this song, which I played a little while ago. That's We'll Make Our Mark remix by Sayonara Maxwell. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that right. So this next one is the one that... was released afterwards. Here's Light of Your Cutie Mark remix by Sayonara Maxwell. Yeah. Okay, because I teased at it earlier, and because it's actually a really good song, I feel it would be almost cruel not to play it again. I played it before. It's really, really good. I'm actually working on getting both of these songs into a mix somehow, even though they really have no fade in or out, so I'm trying to work around that. Here is We'll Make Our Mark Remix by Sayonara Maxwell. Even though I'm actually playing these two out of order, this next one came first before the one I just played, but oh well, whatever. It's still really good and worth playing. Dang, that's so good. I love that song. Next up is a fairly new one. This was released about a year ago. Here's JYC Rowe with Magia Twilight, Alicorne EP. Thank you. That really was beautiful. I do enjoy the classic works. I like the use of bagpipes in there, I think is what it was. Yeah, I really like that song. Okay, now we've played the new ones. Time to go back to the older songs of the fandom, as this show was originally kind of named after. The whole Music is Timeless thing, going back to the original songs of the fandom and playing all those. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention earlier at the beginning of the show, tonight I have an all-new set of songs to play on the show. None of these songs I'm about to play tonight have been played on the show before. These are all new to the show, so I'm really happy with to be able to say that. It's not too often. You can also, I forgot to plug my Twitter account. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at SherlockBoy123. I'm probably going to change that soon, but for right now I'm at SherlockBoy123. And you can send me requests that way, and I will do my best to get them on the air as soon as I can. Okay. Now that, like I said before, time to go back to the good old days. No, really, literally. Here's Living Tombstone with the good old days. There's something I really never noticed until now, and that's that this song sounds a lot like Autumn Derby Hooves, and I've never realized that. Actually, here is Autumn Derby Hooves, and see if you can spot the similarities. I don't know, it's just kind of weird to me. Here's Hateseed.
I know a mare, she moves me to the stunning derby hooves, or did he do? If you've got a note, she'll send it, but don't you be mad when it's late by a couple minutes. No pony's perfect. Trot with me through the autumn leaves and keep close to stay warm. Soon you'll see how much you mean to me. Feelings I never felt before. There's something special about that mare. I'd be a happy fellow if I could just say hello. Have to be brave, just don't be scared. So trot with me through the autumn leaves and keep close to stay warm. Soon you'll see how much you mean to me.
I'm actually going to cheat for a minute right now and pretend I never played that one, because actually I made a little bit of a mistake. That's not the original. The original song is by Jackalap, and here is the original. I will play the Hate Seed version of it later, I promise, but I want to get to the original and compare it right next to Good Old Days.
Stunning derpy hooves, or did he do? If you've got enough, she'll send it, but don't you be mad when it's late by a couple minutes. No pony's perfect. Trot with me through the autumn leaves and keep close to
to be seen.
And actually, someday I'll also play those two songs in reverse order, because Autumn, Derby Hooves, is where the Living Tombstone got part of Good Old Days from, which is why it says featuring Mike the Microphone and Jackalap, because he is part of the song. In fact, actually, the two were released only almost 30 days from each other. November of 2011, Autumn, Derby Hooves was released. Jackalap's song, original song, was released November 4th, and the Living Tombstone's remix, I guess you'd call it, half original, half remix, was released November 30th of the same month. So that's pretty quick, and both of them are now famous. Next up is Balloons in My Basket by Fragmented.
Thank you.
This next one might not necessarily be a classic, but it's still pretty good. It was Derpy Hooves Best of Rap versus Derpy Derp 910 by Circuit Fry.
Together, 'cause lately she's been dropping apples just as if they were the weather. You consider her as nuts, and you may call her crazy. I think if you would lose a few, and both your eyes were lazy. These two, four, three, and gallop and gallop with notorious P-I-N-K late that beast that I would play and Circuit Fry gave a surprise with VIP access backstage. She's a ditzy, ditzy horse. Gonna fly, way off course. She's a blondie, blonde for sure. Take over this song, Chris Mulder.
I'm not a clever pony.
I'm Derpy Hooves, you can't deny. I think that you got how to fly. I eat my fins, keep your image. Take home and off, empty your fridge. This one tight carrot cake locked up all the plunder. Saw I had to drill down under. And by that Derpy who wondered how I stunned her. Coordination, I'm packing in. You know how I came to rack my kid to the mailbox. Hard as a guy. When I go to that? Wait, hold on. I think that just went a little bit wrong. Can we do another take? Get back. I think I dropped my rake.
Play that song if for no other reason than to hear Derpy rap, because Derpy rapping is awesome. It's just so cute and just, oh, I love it. I'm gonna try to find more songs with Derpy rapping in it. It's just, oh man, that's great. It'd be cool if they did that on the show. It had like a rap battle, pony rap battle. Pinkie Pie did something like that, but it wasn't really a rap battle like this was. That's pretty cool. Here's No Words by Replacer, which, oh, surprise, surprise, has no words in it. I would say that words cannot describe that song, but actually I would describe it as a nice, catchy, fun little jam. And I suppose you count "ah" as a word. There is a word in it, just repeated over and over again, but I don't know. It depends what you count as a word. Next up is the Equestria Daily song by Mando Pony. I love this one.
Let me tell you about this wonderful place to satisfy your pony addiction. I don't need an RSS feed or a Twitter subscription, because I press refresh every 60 seconds. Well, I don't want to miss a thing. And I know there's no end in sight to all the joys they bring. It's called Equestria Daily. It's my favorite blog in the world. I love Equestria Daily. And if you've never been, hold your horses, little Missy. The great and powerful Trixie is talking about what you ought to know. Go to Equestria Daily. Music and news, oh, they got it all. And the very best fanfics. The drawings are fine, and I ain't gonna lie, I love those saucy pony pics. Well, you don't need nothing else in the World Wide Web. Yeah, that'd be absurd. So click the link like a boss. You'll never feel lost once you join the herd at Equestria Daily. It's my favorite blog in the world. I love Equestria Daily. And if you've never been, hold your horses, little Missy. The great and powerful Trixie is talking about what you ought to know. Go to Equestria Daily. Go to Equestria Daily. It's our favorite blog in the world. We love Equestria Daily. It's why I did this song. Hold your horses, little Missy. The great and powerful Trixie is talking about what you ought to know. Go to Equestria Daily. Equestria Daily.
The funny thing is I can so relate to that song, like the clicking on every 60 seconds, which is probably what I'm going to be doing tonight when they have the discussion for the episode, because there's something I really want to say, and I want to be able to get in there first and say it. But I can really relate to that song. Equestria Daily is an awesome site, and so I just find that funny. You might have heard me play the song, or variation of the song of Astrias on this show. It's usually, I think, a vast Fluttershy's ass, or a vast Sweetiebot's ass was the most recent one I've played. But where does the original come from? Well, I'm about to show you. Here, this whole album, which is called Square Dance, by an artist called Kitsune Squared, who also goes by, like, a ton of other names, including, you might have heard of Renard. Same person. So the album Square Dance inspired, I guess, a lot of internet songs that are really popular out, including the Rainbow Tylenol. There's a cover of DuckTales, the Moon Theme, in there, and then there's another one I can't think of right now. But and another album, this person also did some MLP covers, and I'll be playing those later on in later shows. For right now, here is the original of Astrias by Kitsune Squared, probably the song that goes from right to left and back multiple times. Oh, be sure you have your studio speaker set up for this one, or your headphones. Wear headphones. This is really good. interesting little bit of trivia here. I actually took the time to look it up. The original artist, so one of the aliases of this person was Kitsune Squared, and the original artist is Renard Queenston. And that song spawned very many remixes of it. It was originally uploaded to Fur Affinity in 2008. So, long time ago, and an internet classic for sure. Well, I feel bad about cutting him off earlier tonight, so I'm going to play a different song by Hateseed, another classic. And I will throw Autumn Derpy Hooves, the Hateseed remix, into next week's show. Yeah, actually, if I decide to have one, I don't know. I might or might not do a show next week. Be sure to watch the Twitter account on Ponyville FM and my personal Twitter account at SherlockBoy123. Due to Thanksgiving being next weekend, I'm not sure if I'm going to do one or not. But I definitely will do one the week after. So either next week or the week after, I'll throw Autumn Derpy Hooves, the Hateseed remix in. But for right now, here's Never Ending Strife by Hateseed. We'll be right back. Okay, I think I can throw in just about one more good classic song before I have to call it a night. Oh, wow, I can't believe it. We are at 5 minutes left. I am actually, you know what? Yeah, I'll throw in one more song. Here's Lost on the Moon featuring Rena Chan by Glaze.
Like when you're stuck on a mountain, you try to go up, you try to go down, you turn around to face the world so you can face yourself, realizing you made a mistake. And you are being stuck on the moon like the rest of us, trying to make sense of it, crying cause we don't have any reason. We're alone together cause we all share the very same ground. Some will say that this is not gonna last long. Some will say that if we try we can't go wrong. As time goes on, we end up leaving this place, cause when we all come back we lose our track of time and space.
That's the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Have fun at Ponyville Cider Fest if you're going. Be sure to stop at the Everfree Northwest booth. We're right outside the vendor hall. Happy Thanksgiving, because I realize that this is the last show between now and Thanksgiving. So enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy spending time with your family if that's what you plan on doing. That's what I plan on doing for sure. I personally am thankful to have this show. I'm thankful to be on Ponyville FM. And I'm thankful for my family and like everything that everything I have, and you know, just yeah, not to get too corny here, but I'm thankful for the show. I'm thankful for My Little Pony and the fandom that it inspired, and for Lauren Faust for starting this whole thing, because without her, let's face it, none of this would probably be here, and it wouldn't be as great as it is today. So, yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it, guys. Have a great holiday weekend. I'll possibly see you next weekend. Enjoy the episode tomorrow. It'll be really good. I just know it's going to be really good. Now, let's to wrap this up, here is Hush Now, Quiet Now. I've been waiting to play this guy all night by Kokonaru, the cover. Have a good night, everybody, and a great holiday, and enjoy the episode. I will see you in a week or two.
Hush now, quiet now, it's time to lay your sleepy head. Hush now, quiet now, it's time to go to bed. Hush now, quiet now, it's time to lay your sleepy head. Hush now, quiet now, it's time to go to bed. Drifting off to sleep, the exciting day behind you. Drifting off to sleep, let the joy of dreamland find you.
And I'm just now realizing that they don't actually have very many good Thanksgiving songs. If I find any, I'll play it next week. Sorry if that's a little bit too late. And because that was really short, and I feel like we should do another one. Here's another Hush Now, Quiet Now by Bronte.
Hush now, quiet now, it's time to lay your sleepy head. Hush now, quiet now, it's time to go to bed.
I know this one.
Why don't you sing it with me?
Ahem.